Danai Gurira is best known for playing zombie killer Michonne in the top-rated cable series The Walking Dead. But lately, she's busy toggling between rehearsals and performances for two new plays. But she's not acting in them, she's written them. Jeff London reports.
Danai Gurira was born in Iowa to Zimbabwean parents, and the family moved back to Harare when she was just five. She returned to America for college and has stayed ever since. Gurira often calls herself a Zimerican.
I was always in a hodgepodge of culture. There's no other identity I know, really.
Which makes her uniquely suited to tell stories from both sides of the Atlantic. Rebecca Teichman is directing one of Gurira's two plays, currently running in New York, an off-Broadway comedy drama called Familiar.
You know, what drives her is so profoundly meaningful. I think it must be part of what supplies the energy. It's not ego, it's not narcissism, it's like a very profound desire to tell African stories on American stages.
Familiar takes place in Minnesota, where the eldest daughter of Zimbabwean parents is getting married to a white man. Gurira says it was taken from her own observations.
I was at a wedding and I was just struck by all of my family's absurdities. And my own included, and I just knew I couldn't not write about it.
So she dives headfirst into the culture clash between American and African traditions.
All these years going to church, pretending to be a Christian.
Pretending, Yagi! We can do our customs and be Christians also.
No, not this one.
While the upper middle class trappings of Familiar may be familiar to American audiences, the setting of Eclipsed, Gurira's Broadway debut, is something else entirely. She was inspired to write it after reading an article in the New York Times about the Civil War in Liberia and young women who fought in it.
These were like 22, 23-year-old girls, women, who had like, you know, little skimpy jeans on, little skimpy tops, and like really looked cool and hip and current. And then they had these big AK-47s on their backs.
Years later, she went to Liberia and met with many women, former soldiers, sex slaves, and peace negotiators, and based the play on their stories. Academy Award-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o plays a 15-year-old girl captured by the rebels who is struggling to survive an impossible situation. Nyong'o says the girl is caught between being serially raped by a commander and thinking she can find her freedom in the rebel army.
Well, I think the girl is our way into this world because she's, the war has touched her very recently. And so she comes into this world and is trying to figure out what the rules are. And she has to make a lot of choices about how she intends to survive.
How you get to be with these rebels when you was attacked by Dorme?
They find me in the bush when I run.
And you been with them since then?
Yeah.
No time you get away from them? Do you remember what your age when they catch you?
I was small.
Before you bleed.
Yeah.
Danai Gurira says through the girl's experiences, the audience is left with larger questions.
What do we have left after a war? What is in the souls and the spirits and the psyches and the remains of those who get through it? And especially the young who are not able to formulate themselves into full adults before they were take it into something this vicious and cruel.
Eclipsed is making Broadway history. It's the first time a production has featured an all-black female cast, a black female director, and is written by a black woman. It's been an intense few months for Danai Gurira, with two plays opening, as well as working on her movie and TV roles. And she's not slowing down. Danai Gurira runs a nonprofit which brings Zimbabwean and American artists together, and she's working on a new play about the women's movement in Africa. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.